Nika Nikobin publishes book blaming Las Vegas stabbing on hallucinations. A young woman who attacked her blind date in a hotel room near Las Vegas, blaming her actions on a hallucinogenic episode and a quest for revenge over a U.S. drone strike, has avoided a prison sentence. In a self-published book released earlier this week, Nika Nikobin has provided further details about the episode and her continuing battle with mental health issues. Related. Stabbing incident at MGM Grand Hotel leads to arrests. The court's decision and subsequent developments. Earlier this month, Judge Carly Kearney of Clark County District Court handed down a sentence of 3 years probation to the 23-year-old Nikobin. Initially indicted on charges of attempted murder using a deadly weapon and 2 counts of battery, she later pled guilty to 2 counts of false imprisonment involving a weapon. Nikobin has now unveiled her book, titled, Who is Nika Nikobin? A Bloody Las Vegas Hotel Story, which discusses her ongoing mental health challenges. Diagnosed with severe depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder, she provides readers with an intimate look into her mental state throughout the book. Henderson police arrested Nikobin, a university student from Texas who had moved to the U.S. from Iran at the age of 12, shortly after the incident that took place on March 5, 2022, at Sunset Station. According to an arrest report, Nikobin and the victim had met through the online dating platform Plenty of Fish and had subsequently booked a hotel room together. The report details that while in the room, Nikobin blindfolded her date and proceeded to turn off the lights. Moments later, she cut the man's neck. Quote, while checking in at the hotel lobby, I saw a woman and heard her say, I bet she is gonna slit his throat during sex. Looking back now, I know I was hallucinating. Nika Nikobin, university student from Texas. Photographs presented to the grand jury revealed 2 puncture wounds on the victim's neck. In her narrative, Nikobin compares her feelings at the time to those of actress Salma Hayek in the film, Dusk Till Dawn. Related. 2 women charged for the tragic killing and robbery at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Motives and ongoing trauma. Speaking to the police, Nikobin suggested that her actions were intended as revenge for the drone strike that killed Iranian military leader Qasem Soleimani in 2020. Her book also explores the lingering effects of a previous sexual assault and her experiences growing up in Iran. She writes, I am a girl who needs and is receiving help. I am forever grateful that I was given a second chance. While under house arrest in Texas, Nikobin was attending university classes until the institution banned her from campus. According to her lawyer, she has not violated any terms of her house arrest and is not affiliated with any terrorist organizations. In addition to her academic pursuits, Nikobin produced a music video for her song, Spaceman, under the pseudonym Nika Bowridge. She also worked as a fitness instructor and gave several performances. Judge Kearney has allowed her to serve her probation in Texas, further requiring her to complete 100 hours of community service.